Hello, my name is Kendra. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
How can I help?
Ma'am, I'm calling from Tallapoosa County.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you answer a few questions for me?
Go. I'll do my very best.
Okay. I was wondering why Georgians are able to receive the vaccine if they're 65 and up. And I was wondering why Georgians who are 65 and up can come across the state line and receive the vaccine here in Alabama, whereas Alabamians can.
Right. I absolutely understand your concern, ma'am. I don't have that information. The line that you just called into, the coronavirus hotline, I can help find testing sites, but I do not have the information, like all the guidelines, the timelines. I do not know that information, but I do have two different websites that you can go to. And maybe find this information, or maybe you could reach out.
I just got off the phone with the person that transferred me to your office.
Absolutely. I completely understand, and I wish that I could help you more, but unfortunately, I do not have that information.
But I was wondering why Alabama has been given almost 800,000 doses, however, has only given out 300,000.
I completely understand. It seems to be some confusion and stuff going on with it, because apparently some places are offering the, you know, first come, first serve. It's just different in each county. And there's people that are 50 that are getting it before, you know, people that are 80. I that's just information that I've obtained by people calling in with questions. And I don't understand it, and I wish that I could help more. But I can give you these two websites.
Everybody I talk to want to send me to a computer. I don't want to talk to people.
You want to talk to someone. I completely understand.
Questions. I go and try to navigate through a computer.
What county are you in?
Tallapoosa County. One question is, why is it that Georgia is giving their residents the vaccine at 65, Alabama is still holding to 75, and they are still holding to hundreds of thousands of doses of medicine that have not been given out?
I didn't even know that until you just said that.
Well, I guess the news makes felonious reports every evening. I watch Channel 9.
Right, absolutely. That's where you got that information at? Yesterday or today?
They are making erroneous statements about Alabama's distribution and about Alabama being on the very bottom as far as distributing medicine that have been given to it.
Can you contact the CDC?
Well, of course, I've talked with people at the CDC.
You have?
Yes, ma'am.
What are they telling you? Because it seems like that would be who you need to contact, is the CDC, for this information. Like, maybe they need to be reported.
KIV is responsible for the residents in Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Governor KIV is responsible for the residents in Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard Ms. Kay put any kind of information out about mass vaccinations in the state of Alabama, as some of the other, perhaps northern states,
right,
do it. And
like having locations of mass distribution, like in sports centers and stuff, like the other states are doing.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you mean? I wish that I could help you more, but what I would do, if it was me, I would contact the CDC and report them to the CDC.
Well, they already know it. That's the reason they're putting this information out. And a week ago, there was threat of not sending Alabama and other states any more medication until what they've received has been distributed. It ought not to be that way.
No, absolutely not. It seems like they don't have everything all figured out.
Well, what is there to figure out other than give people the medicine if you have it?
Right.
If you don't have it registered, call people.
Yes, ma'am.
Say, come and get your medicine or whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Like the folks in Alabama, do not the officials who's responsible. It's almost like, well, you know, somebody help us figure out what to do. But I've noticed a lot of the officials. Have you had your shot? Probably not.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I haven't had it. I haven't either. I would be in phase two, like, because I'm just healthy, you know, just a normal person. I'm 32. So,
well, normal people get COVID.
I know, but we're the last.
Right. Now, Miss Kay has had her shot.
Absolutely. You know she has.
Well, I saw her take it.
Yeah. They had a video of it online, I guess.
Right.
Or on the news.
Yes, have no ma'am. Miss Kay's office?
I do not, but I can, if you want me to Google that for you, I'll look that up and give you her number.
Well, I'm capable of Googling.
Okay. All right. I was just offering to help.
But I was trying to go through the process.
Absolutely. I completely understand. Unfortunately, I don't have any information to help you.
Do you all have meetings where you talk about the concerns of the people that call in?
Okay, I have two things that I do. There's two different hotlines. One is the coronavirus hotline. And that is where mostly people call in and they want to know where the test lots are in their location, or they have questions, or a lot of people accidentally call that line trying to pre-register to get the vaccination. But there's another separate line for that, the COVID vaccination line, and that's another one of my jobs is to pre-register individuals for the vaccination in their county. But like I said, that's a separate line that I have to do that on.
Okay. I was just wondering if you had a meeting where some of you guys come together with people of authority and you're able to give them that information.
No, ma'am. I actually just started yesterday. So it's okay. I'm absolutely trying to help you as much as I can, and I understand all your concerns. They're all valid. It's okay. I'm so sorry I couldn't help you more.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
ma'am.
You have a great day, okay?
All right, you as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.